Episode 115.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we handle some listener feedback about web page accessibility. We also tackle a question about SEO and that nasty outbound link penalty we reported last week. And finally, we address the fact that it's Thanksgiving. This is a special Thanksgiving Day episode, and I really think it's time that we start planning for 2017. I'm going to help you do that. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Get out your comfort zone, my friend. Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, Your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, hey, hey. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic day. I am your host, Mark Mason, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. You know, I'm not really live. It's pre-recorded late at night, but you get the idea. I have had a fantastic week myself. This week is the week of Friendsgiving. My posse and I gathered this week. We have some friends that every year they host something called Friendsgiving prior to Thanksgiving, where we all get together and hang out at their house and have a lot of food. We get this special barbecue from downtown Dallas, a place called Pecan Lodge. It's super epic. It's probably the best barbecue that I've ever had. And I've had barbecue all over the United States and especially all over Texas. I do like North Carolina barbecue, pulled pork and that kind of stuff. It's yummy stuff, but I'm a Texas barbecue kind of guy. And the Pecan Lodge here in Dallas is just amazing. I mean, it's truly the best barbecue that I've ever had. So it's really fun because at Thanksgiving time, we're all with our families, which is appropriate. And it's nice to be able to spend time with your friends. It's a really special tradition. We've been enjoying it a lot the last several years. And so shout out to those folks. Thank you for having us. It was a super great time. Be curious to hear if you guys do anything special at Thanksgiving outside of your family. I hear this Friendsgiving thing is actually a thing. It's not just us. This is something that happens all over the United States. If you're doing Friendsgiving, leave me a comment in the show notes over at latenightim.com/115. I also wanted to let you know that if you missed the ConvertKit webinar the other day, it was really cool. Daryl was on. He's a conversion expert from ConvertKit. He's an expert in email marketing. He's done a lot of really cool stuff in his career. And he was talking about how to get your first 100 subscribers if you're just starting your list, and also how to get to your first 1,000. Some really straightforward strategies that anybody can do. Some things just as simple as sending emails to your friends, and other ideas about how to generate lead magnets and so forth. It was really a good webinar. I recommend it. If you are interested in the webinar, you can hop on over there. No opt-in required or anything. You can go to latenightim.com/CK webinar. That's CK for ConvertKit webinar. I've got that link pointed directly to the replay. And for as long as that's up, you can check it out. And if you're interested in email marketing strategy, it applies to all platforms, including ConvertKit. Go ahead and check that out. If you've been wondering about just how to get those first 100 subscribers or how to get to 1,000, this is a really solid strategy for doing that. It's not rocket science. It's not sexy. It's not amazing, but it's a very clear, straightforward strategy that'll tell you exactly what you need to do to get that 4-digit subscriber number, which is a huge milestone in your list. Got a lot of cool stuff for you today. A lot of feedback came in the last couple of shows, and let's start hitting that right now.
And now,
and now,
it's It's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking. Late night listener feedback.
And the first piece of feedback today is another piece of feedback from Stephen Cross. You remember he gave us some feedback for the last show. He also mentioned to me regarding my SEO rules about alt tag information. And I had mentioned that you should put keywords in your alt tag that are descriptive and helpful, not only for SEO, but for to help with accessibility. Because if ever a visually impaired person comes to your website and is trying to make heads or tails out of it, they'll have accessibility gear that when they mouse over an image or whatever interface that they're using will read to them in some cases the alt tag and help them understand what the image is if they're unable to see it. Stephen pointed out to me that these screen readers, as they're called, if you're coding with those in mind, you really want to be careful to take that into consideration and not just tag the heck out of everything. In other words, don't spam tag your images. Now, it's my practice in SEO, from an SEO standpoint, to actually put alt tags on every image. And Stephen points out that, you know, some images are really just there for kind of sort of a visual impact. They don't add anything to the content. And in some cases, the content around the image actually describes the image. And so from a accessibility standpoint, you don't really need the tag. So if that's important to you, I definitely recommend that you weigh that. Stephen offers a resource for that over at WebAIM. I'm going to put that for you in the show notes. And there's another resource that I found over at W3C that will help you. So I'll put links to both of those in the show note, and you can kind of make your own decisions about how to treat your page for accessibility. I think now that I understand this a little better, I think my choice will be to be a little bit more cautious about not being too spammy or taking these people that are using these alt tags into account. I still want the SEO value, but I think you can do that in a way that's helpful to everybody. And I encourage you to try to do that. Again, there'll be links to those resources for you in the show notes. I think with most SEO things, it's clear that what you want to do is just not be spammy. And that holds up here as well.
This week, in the world of internet marketing news.
So last week in internet marketing news, I talked to you about this new outbound link penalty. And we talked about the fact that it's really targeted at blog networks that are where people are paying for outbound links. And then if you're doing anything funky like that, where you have a lot of outbound links, you might want to consider this. And my buddy, Gary Leland, who we got to have this guy on the show. He's an incredibly successful entrepreneur, both online and offline. Some of you may know him as one of the founders of Podcast Movement, which is the biggest and I guess only really large international podcasting conference that there is. Gary wrote me and said, hey, you know, I listened to your show this morning where you talked about Google and the outbound link penalty and so forth. And he says, I have this page on one of my sites that basically points to all my other sites. You know, in my case, I have this too. If you go to markmason.com, you'll find links to some of my other sites. Gary has a lot of sites. He's a very successful online guy. And his question is this going to be seen by Google as spammy? I think that's a really good question, because a lot of us have these pages, or have had over the years, these pages where we have essentially a links page where we're linking out to a bunch of resources. Maybe it's resources, or it's a place where we've done link exchanges in the past, or in Gary's case, a place where we're linking to our other relevant properties. And my answer to Gary is no. If it's just one page, you're not going to see a problem with that. And maybe if that page is a page that's not particularly relevant to your readers and not helpful, you might want to no index it. But in the case of, you know, in Gary's case, this is a relevant page. These are ways that people can find out more about Gary and the things that he's up to. And so I definitely would not no index that page. I would not no follow the links. I'd leave it exactly the way it is. And the only time that I would be interested in changing that would be if I got a manual spam notification over this page, which is something I consider in Gary's case to be incredibly unlikely. Then, of course, you would maybe want to take some action and let Google know that you had fixed whatever was bothering them. And that just points out one of the reasons that it's important to have your site hooked up in Google Webmaster Tools, or what's now called Google Search Console. You definitely want to have your site hooked up to that so that Google can communicate with you about different things that it sees that are right and wrong with your site. And they have a way to communicate with you. So if your rankings are suffering for some reason, that you'll know it. And so that's really important. So Gary, to you, I say page of links, probably no problem at all. I'd leave that just the way it is. No issue. Thanks for the feedback.
It's time to get to work building your internet business. One night at a time. One night
at a time. Okay, so today for the main segment, I wanted to talk to you about 2017. You know, we talked about this a little bit, and previously, the last time we talked about 2017, really what we were talking about was the fact that 2016 was not yet over, and there were still a lot of things that you could accomplish. And I think that's especially true coming into the end of the year. You know, one of the things that I like about the end of the year is that a lot of people are starting to coast. And I think this includes your competition. And you may be able to gain some ground depending on the niche that you're in, what it's like in your industry. You may be able to gain some ground on the competition in the holiday season. Now, I want to caution you, don't do that at the expense of your family. Don't do that at the expense of recharging your batteries. And don't do it at the expense of planning properly for 2017. But there's still some time left in this year. It's still just the middle of November, essentially. And so you've still got a good 4 or 5 weeks that you can knock out some things and get some important things accomplished. However, it's equally important, I think, or maybe even more important now at this point, to start turning your attention to building a plan for 2017. And so, you know, every year that I do this, I work with the product that Michael Hyatt always releases this time of the year called Best Year Ever. This is a really powerful way to plan your year and follow through and get some things done. And he always releases some kind of amazing resources as part of the launch process for this product. So I'm not here today to sell you the product, but I do want to tell you about this ebook that he released that you can get access to over at latenightim.com/BYEbook. That's Best Year Ever Book. latenightim.com/BYEbook. What Michael did was he went out and talked to some really famous people and asked them sort of a simple question. What are their strategies for accomplishing more next year than they did this year, having their best year ever? And he asked people, I mean, this is kind of a who's who of successful people in some sense. Tony Robbins, Dave Ramsey, I mean, it's just kind of an amazing list. And he came up with the 8 things that these people do. And I don't want to spoil this for you, so I'll let you look at the ebook. But there were a couple of them that I thought we should discuss on the show. I think were important to understanding kind of my philosophy about what you should do. And the first one that I thought was particularly important was something that we discussed in the last episode, is to take the time to express some gratitude about all the things that you've been able to accomplish this year, all of the things that you've been able to do in your business or that you will be able to do in the future, and take time to be thankful for that. And I liked that one especially because this episode is releasing on Thanksgiving Day in the United States. And you know, this is something that I see in corporate America as well. It's sometimes we're so busy worrying about the broken stuff and the stuff we've got to do yet and all the stuff we haven't done that we plan to do and we're so far behind. at least we feel like we're so far behind because we're comparing ourselves to other people or to the unrealistic schedule that we set or whatever, that we just don't take the time to celebrate the success that we've had. And I think this is a perfect day, Thanksgiving Day, for you to be doing that. And it's one of the things that's called out by Eric Fisher. Eric Fisher is a friend of mine. And Ray Edwards says the same thing in this ebook, another friend of mine. These two guys are both saying, hey, man, I take the time to experience this gratitude, to be grateful for all of the things that are happening around me, for the things that I, the people that I have in my life, and if this floats your boat, the gifts that God has given me, however your belief system works, wherever those things are coming from, to be grateful for that. In my case, it's for the gifts that God has given me. And so, I think people need to take time to do that. And we just get so busy and it's so hard and we're so worried about upset or happy about Donald Trump or upset or happy about Hillary Clinton and whether she should go to jail or be pardoned. And we just got all this sort of stuff going on. And I really think today, especially Thanksgiving Day or the time leading up to the first of the year, is a super fantastic time to take that time to be thankful. And, Ray extends this idea as he starts to plan for next year. And this is really what I want you to start imagining. What do you want to be thankful for next year? I love that Ray expresses this in this ebook. You're thankful for some stuff this year, and that's great. But what do you want to be saying next year when you're in this very same position? And I think that's a really powerful idea because it's really easy to imagine the two of us, me and you, having this conversation a year from now where I get on the mic and I say, hey, it's Thanksgiving again. And again, I'm telling you to be thankful because I think that's really important. And you're sitting there with me in your ear thinking, yeah, I remember this last year. And all year long, I've been imagining this day, and that's propelled you along all year long, that thing that you were going to be thankful for in November, at the end of November 2017. That's a super powerful idea. As I mentioned before, I've taken some classes in this area, and we know from a kind of a new age neuroscience perspective, I'm going to put it that way because I don't want to give it more science than scientific credit than it deserves. But we know for some reason that when you start imagining the outcome that you want, your brain will start to find those solutions and help you get there. Even when you don't know how to do the thing it is that you're imagining and that you want to do, your brain will help you. And particularly the kind of the subconscious part of your brain. And we've talked about the fact before that in some sense, this is where great ideas come from when you're brushing your teeth. They leap out of somewhere, so let's say it's your subconscious mind, or when you're in the shower, you get these amazing ideas. Those come from whatever your brain is working on in the background. And the way you can tell it what to work on is by envisioning these amazing things that you want to happen in the next year. Now, there's a lot of stuff we need to do to make that happen, right? Envisioning it is not enough, but that is the first step. And so I want to challenge you to really take the time to envision the outcome that you want to be talking about when you hear me again in 365 days, giving you this exact same idea and asking you, do you remember a year ago in 2016 when we were talking about this? I want you to be able to say yes. And all year I've been envisioning this thing and it's here. That's really what you want. That will form the basis of something else that people talk about, which we will get into in some subsequent episodes regarding setting compelling goals and then breaking those goals down into achievable chunks, right? That's really what we're going to do. We're going to envision an outcome. We're going to break that outcome down into chunks, and then we're going to execute those chunks. That's really how we take something that seems a little bit overwhelming and get to it day by day. But the first step is to imagine. And one, you're kind of engineering the future. And I've heard this referred to as imagineering. you know, figuring out what it is that you want things to look like. So I encourage you to do that. So your homework is to take that idea and spend some time, some real time, where not with the TV on, not with the podcast on. I give you permission to pause my podcast and really spend some time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, an hour, just kind of imagining what it would look like. And don't constrain yourself with, you know, oh, that's not possible, or that's too hard, or I don't know how to do that. Don't put those constraints on yourself. Go ahead and think about what it is that you would like 2017 to look like at the end, and write some of those things down. I like to use Evernote, but you might write them down somewhere else. Just make sure you're going to be able to find them, refer back to them, because you're going to need that kind of vision in order to build a plan for 2017. So my recommendation, a good way to get in the right frame of mind, is go get this ebook over at latenightim.com/ B as in boy, Y-E book, B-Y-E book. And of course, it'll ask you for an email, and you'll get subsequent stuff that he's going to send you, all of which is really valuable, or I wouldn't send you there. Highly recommended that you go through Michael's stuff. Really good. The stuff prior to the launch is outstanding content. Check it out. latenightim.com/ B-Y-E book.
Direct from the Orient, it's time for the Internet Marketing Fortune Cookie.
So for the last segment today, I wanted to get in an Internet Marketing Fortune Cookie. I always think these are appropriate in these times where we're trying to work on our mindset. You know, my experience has been a lot of the struggle with entrepreneurship and marketing, internet marketing, online business, whatever it is, however you describe it, what it is that you're trying to do, has to do with the mindsets that we have. And as you know, as I have proven time and time again, you can learn everything you need to know about how to be successful in business, online business, internet marketing, through the power of fortune cookies. And so today I bring you a fortune cookie that came with my Kung Pao chicken. You know, here in Dallas, we have this kind of amazing thing. It's actually in Richardson. We have this area of town just north of Dallas in Richardson with a very high concentration of Oriental restaurants and people, Oriental banks, Oriental grocery stores, the whole nine yards. Super cool place to go eat. So this is from a little hole-in-the-wall place that I like over there that has awesome Kung Pao chicken, very spicy. The fortune cookie says, the limit to your abilities is where you place it. So this is an idea that when we're trying to decide what it is that we're going to accomplish or whether or not we can do something, a lot of the times we run into these things that are often referred to as limiting beliefs. These limiting beliefs are things that we believe to be true. Sometimes we don't even realize it, that keep us from accomplishing some of the things that we might otherwise accomplish. For example, in this previous exercise that I asked you to do, where I want you to envision what it is that you're going to accomplish in 2017, one of the things that you may run into is that little voice in your head may say, oh, I'm not even going to write that down. That's too incredible. There's no way I could do that. And we've talked about imposter syndrome before on this show. There's no way I have something to say that somebody else would want to hear. These limiting beliefs are holding you back. I've seen people that don't feel like that they should be making money because they have limiting beliefs around money. That's actually a really common problem for entrepreneurs, is they have trouble valuing their work because they just don't feel, they feel funny or dirty about making money. There's all kinds of limiting beliefs out there. And so that's why the fortune cookie says the limit to your abilities is where you place it, because you're in control of those limiting beliefs. And I want you to set those limiting beliefs aside for this exercise and make sure that you don't let them creep in when you're envisioning your outcome for 2017. And I also want you to keep this fortune cookie in mind as you go throughout the year. when you hear yourself saying, I can't do that, or I can't afford that, or I'm not good enough to do that, or no one will want that, I want you to make sure that that's not a limiting belief that's creeping in and upsetting your vision of where it is that you can go next. All right, so that concludes our very, very special Thanksgiving Day episode. I am very thankful for you being a listener of this show. I mean that. We've got a lot more listeners here lately that might have something to do with the fact that we're consistently releasing shows. I told Cliff the other day, my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, I told him, there's this amazing phenomenon. When you release shows, your number of downloads goes up. It's really crazy. He laughed like he always does. He's very polite. He laughs at my bad jokes. And I know you guys are laughing too, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much. But yeah, I'm very thankful for you. I have a lot of things to be thankful for, but it's really gratifying to me when I hear back from people who are listening to the show and it helps them. That's a big deal for me. In fact, I would say that's probably the biggest deal for me when it comes to late night internet marketing is that feedback. So if you've got feedback for me, I'd love to hear from you at latenightim.com/115. That'll be the show notes for this episode, and you can leave a comment right down there at the bottom. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, if you need anything from me, just shoot me an email at support@latenightim.com. I'd love to hear from you what's going on and how I can help. Until next time, arrivederci.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
I can't believe I actually said arrivederci. So I admit that's a little bit of a cheesy thing to say, but hear me out here. I have some defense for this. First of all, my mother is full-blooded Italian, and as you may or may not know, arrivederci, which I'm totally butchering the Italian pronunciation, arrivederci, it's loosely translated as we will see each other again, which is true. I will be back in a week. Arrivederci is completely appropriate. And also, you know, further in my defense, I have listeners in Italy. In fact, Italy is 29th on my list of countries that listen to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, right between Hong Kong and Poland, which are right above them, and Brazil and Israel right below. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Italy's right hanging in there at 29. And so I'm giving them a little shout out. Shout out to Italy. If you're listening to the show in Italy and you want to leave me a comment at latenightim.com/115, I'd love to hear from you. I'm always kind of amazed when I look at the list of countries where the show has been listened to at least a couple of times. It includes Botswana, Guam, El Salvador, Algeria, Belarus. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine exactly who's listening to the show over there, but it's super cool. And so if you're in a cool country, you know, howdy from Texas. Talk to you guys next week.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.